Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
Well, who wants to talk about the first place Kansas City Royals? Unbelievable. The boys are putting themselves in position to win their first division title since their last world title. What does this mean to you? The 27th of August. Now, even the most optimistic of Royals fans back in spring, the hope was for meaningful games in August, in September. A reason to pay attention to the goings-on over at Kauffman Stadium while there's also something going on across the street at Arrowhead. Well, here we are with less than 30 games to play. And courtesy of this win tonight and the first season series victory against the Cleveland Guardians, the first season series victory since that championship campaign of 2015. Because of that season series victory, the Royals have the edge at the top of this American League Central right now and sit atop their perch. How bold are you feeling right now, Kansas City? 913-586-7965 is the phone number. That's the text line number as well. There's a lot to get to from this game, from this season, from the past 48 hours. There's a lot to get to. But I want to hear from you. Because those of you dialed in at 10 after 11 Kansas City time on a Tuesday night in late August, this is for you. Now, sure, Salvi and Isbell and guys like Brady Singer and Bobby Witt Jr. who have worn so many losses over the years. I can't help but think of Gerard Dyson doing the backflip in center field back in 2014. When the Royals climbed to the top of the American League Central back in 2014, it was euphoric inside the K. and Jerod Dyson broke out the backflip. And it was an unforgettable moment. I'm seeing Dave Holtzman tweets out the GIF. Well, we're not at Kauffman Stadium tonight. So for those of you dialed in tonight to 96.5 The Fan, this is for you because boy, oh boy, 2014, I mean, it was a decade ago. The Royals are in first place on August 27th for the first time since that magical, summer of 2015 when they were running away with the American League Central. Phone lines are open for you. Let's talk about it. Let's celebrate. I want to hear your stories because I've learned over the past few weeks, few months, that we have a lot of new fans to Royals baseball in 2024 that may not have the clearest of memories of that championship season of 2015. So I want to know what this one, what this run, what this team, what this bullpen means to you. Now, we could talk about the bullpen. I'll be honest, I don't know what it means. Boy, oh boy, though, this bullpen sure steps it up against the Cleveland bullpen. You look at the now 9 meetings between these two teams, and you tell me who has the best pen in the American League. I know statistically it is Cleveland, sure. But don't tell them that. Not when they see this team come to town. Because the Royals, over the course of the past 3 games, the past 2 days, the Royals bullpen has thrown 16 and two-thirds innings of 2-run relief. 16 and two-thirds innings, allowing a grand total of 8 hits. What does it mean? Is the bullpen fixed? You know what? I don't care. Play your best ball. Have the most confidence when it matters most. And ladies and gentlemen, it matters most right now. 913-586-7965. Let's start off in Olathe. Benjamin, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Sir, I remember when I was a freshman in high school, listening to the radio on the bus, just hearing us come back and being so excited, everybody on the bus cheering. And, you know, after that, I wasn't really excited about the Royals. But now I'm telling you, I am as excited as I can be. You know, there are games where I don't get excited, you know, but we got players like Bobby, Perez is hitting great. But I don't want Isbell's defense to go under the radar. I think Isbell's defense has been great this year, and I'm very excited to be a Royals fan again.
Oh, way to get us started, Benjamin. Way to shout out Kyle Isbell. Is that not the toughest SOB to walk around in a Royals uniform since fill in the blank? Yeah, I know Salvi, of course, Salvi. Yeah, Salvi's the toughest person I've ever been around, period. When it comes to baseball, I've never been around anyone tougher than Salvador Perez. Pound for pound, you know, I asked a question the other day going into this series. And maybe it was the old school mentality that I know I have. But I was a proponent of, you know what, maybe mix it up a little bit with the Guardians this week. Not only do I want to see you beat Cleveland, I want to see you literally beat them up. Now, they plunked Bobby, not on purpose, but Bobby got plunked again, 7th time this season we've seen him hit, 2nd most on the team, only to Salvi. I'm not saying that's an impetus to fight, but if you want to, go for it. And I asked the question, who's the guy on this team that wants to throw hands, that wishes a blankety-blank would? A lot of the reaction on the text line was Kyle Isbell. But yeah, tonight in the 4th inning, he makes a great grab on the track in deep left center and smashes into the wall. I mean, just his back collided with that, sure, padded wall. But the way he was grimacing when he came off that wall, it didn't seem all that padded. And then a great leaping catch in the 9th inning. Rob and Josh Naylor for the second time. Kyle Isbell once again with another submission for an American League Gold Glove. Izzy, not to mention, picks up the sixth and final run as the Royals grab Game 3 in Cleveland, 6-1, the final score. They go for the sweep tomorrow with Michael Wacha on the hill. It's a 12-10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. with your chance to see Cleveland come to Kansas City. Final meeting of the season between the two teams next Wednesday night. I'll have the tickets. You can win the tickets tomorrow, 11 a.m. on the On Deck Show. Let's head out to Shawnee and talk with Tony. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Tony, what's happening?
Vern, I'm so fired up, man. My whole family's fired up. My daughter, who's 15 years old now, the last time she cried in terms of anything that happened professionally, athletic-wise, it's not the Super Bowls, it's not the Chiefs, it's when Eric Hosmer left town and left her in a malaise. But she last night was watching the game with me when Salvi hit the grand slam. And then tonight when the bullpen came through after the long delay and she's back in and she looked at me and she said, "Dad, are we back?" And then she paused and said, "Dad, we're back." And I'm like, "We are. Let's go. And let's finish this thing off. Let's go, Royals."
Love it. Way to get it going. Appreciate the phone call, Tony. Phone line's open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the text line number as well, 913-586-7965. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse coming up in a moment. You heard Matt Quatrero moments ago tell Annie Rodgers and Jalen Thompson and the rest of the assembled media that, you know, the left hamstring strain that Michael Lorenzen was forced to leave the game by. Lorenzen, of course, leaving the game in the second inning. It's not amazing. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. is amazing. It's shocking, though. The Royals have made me, well, this isn't what is shocking, but I'll acknowledge the Royals have made me look a fool the past 2 days. I would have bet everything I have if you would have told me the Royals starting pitching will not finish five innings in any of the first three games in Cleveland. Not one of them will finish the fifth. You'll have big-time errors, silly errors, uncharacteristic errors in the first two innings of each of the first two games. Bobby Witt Jr. will make a base-running mistake in the third game that will cost you a run. If you would have told me that Monday morning going into the doubleheader, that the first three games you'd get that from the rotation, you'd get that from the defense, and that from the base-running, Yeah, right. The Royals, you tell me that, and I'm thinking the Royals are now six games back in the division. But no, the bullpen, and Bobby, and MJ, and Salvi, and Paul DeJong, and Mike Hell, and Michael, they all step up in a big way. Bobby and Salvi, we knew they had to step up. But Paul DeJong and MJ Melendez and Michael Massey and Michael Garcia, and you mentioned Kyle Isbell, making me look like a fool. I didn't know if the complimentary pieces could be relied upon, and so far, yes, they can, and some. The Michael Lorenzen hamstring strain, yes, is obviously concerning, but we'll get to that. He ain't bringing me down. Not when I see the Royals on top of the division. Let's get back to the phone calls, 913-586-7965. Jeff says he is on his way to Cleveland as we speak. Jeff, are you catching the game tomorrow?
I am. I am sitting in the lobby of a sweep-in hotel in Indianapolis, Indiana, making a poster board, just bought all the supplies at Walmart, and I'm thrilled. I'm heading up there, going to be waiting by the dugout when the boys come out tomorrow, the big sign saying, "Hey, I drove 840 miles to congratulate you know, on you on being in first place, man. I cannot wait.
Oh, God bless you, Jeff. Well, be sure to call us after the game. Let's celebrate the Royals putting some distance between them and the Guardians in the division.
I absolutely will, my friend. And thank you so much for staying in Kansas City all these years. I was listening to you in 14 when I went to all four home games, 15 when I flew to New York to see them win the World Series, and I'm thrilled you're still here with us, buddy. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. It's fans like you that make it easy, man. I'll tell you what, Royals win the seventh straight game away from Kauffman Stadium. Seven straight road wins for the boys in blue, and hopefully Jeff's about to see eight tomorrow afternoon. Phone lines are open for you. Again, 913-586-7965. That seven-game road win streak, it's the longest by a Royals team in more than a decade. Last time they won seven straight on the road, June of 2014. Let's go to JP in West Plains. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing this evening? Boy, wasn't that a great win?
Yes.
Now,
yes, it was.
I've got a short story. I'll try to keep it sweet. This just reminds me of the gut strength and the will of the 2015 team with Hosmer and Moustakas. And to bring you back a little memory of me, back in 2015, I had kidney failure in Missoula, Montana. And when we won that game to go to the World Series, I was jumping up and down on the gurney, and nurses were like, settle down, settle down.
It's like Major League Two. I love this French crap. Or this English crap, or whatever he says. Yeah.
Well, I was during the World Series. I was almost giving up because of my kidney failure. But I yelled at the TV, "Royals, you win, I fight. You fight, I fight. You fight, and so forth." And just gut strength and will of this team this year. I'm going to make an early prediction. We will win the series.
The World Series.
I have a feeling we're going to go to the World Series.
I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'll tell you that right now, JP.
Just the gut strength and Salvi, man, isn't he on fire?
He's something else. He is something else. He's 34. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, he's better than ever. He's better than ever.
And if he can bring that experience from 2015 to our team today, oh, my God, we're unstoppable.
JP, I need you the rest of the way, man. We have 29 more postgame shows. I need you.
I'm a lifelong Royals fan, my friend.
Well, we love you, man, and we need to hear from you more often down the stretch because this is going to be, it's only going to get more and more difficult and be more and more fun. You know that.
Yep. All right,
buddy.
Love
Thank you very
show.
Much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Salvi hitting .308 in the month of August in OPS. Of .967. Again, league average OPS is just a shade above 700. Salvi in the month of August in OPS just a shade above .960. Let's head out to Massachusetts and talk with Ben. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals reach a new high water mark on the season. Now 17 games above .500, Ben.
Hey, Vern, I'm fired up right now, man. We are killing it. Loving what we're seeing from the boys. They came back from that series in Philly, which it's just tough, man. Lose two or three of those guys the way that we did. It was just rough. And then taking two yesterday when Reagan's goes out and you just pit of your stomach. You're like, man, is this the beginning of the end? And they rally, man, and they just come back. It's just so great. And then tonight, you've got that rain delay where it didn't really rain for about 20 minutes, that game should have been called. You know, we would have gotten out of that fifth inning, no problem. But the instant karma for Vogt doing that is running through their bullpen again, the vaunted Cleveland bullpen. We just ran through them three straight games.
Stay handling them, man. Stay working them
all
over.
All those dudes.
Yes.
You know? And
yes.
Our guys showed up.
Yep.
It's late August. It's September. Let's go.
Yeah, right.
I'm
it's
here
September.
In Boston watching these guys just flail away. It is fantastic. Love it. Love the show. I'm up till, 12 o'clock out here?
Whew. Yeah.
I'm up till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, just living it, man.
Yeah, yeah. And then you know what? I'm going to stay fired up, and then I'm going to go watch Hard Knocks, and that'll get me more fired up. Yeah, I'm up all night. I'm not going anywhere, man. We got the On Deck show tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm staying up until then.
Hey, I'm spending my 40th birthday next week in New York. Going to see the Royals take the first game Monday night.
Ooh-wee.
Let's go.
Whoa, man. Have a nice birthday, and if you're with us after the game, give me a phone call. I'd love to hear what it felt like to hear all those Yankees fans cry on their way out.
Hey, I'll be wide awake because I'll be driving straight home after that game.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, dial me up then, man. Hey, nice hearing from you.
Thanks, Vern.
All right, Ben. Appreciate it, buddy. Phone line open for you, 913-586-7965. If you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, we do it every day, the double play. We give you the our top bets for the day, our top plays for the day. And Carrington Harrison of The Drive joined. And his bet was plunk down whatever you want on the Royals to win the division right now. Yesterday, the Royals, after their Game 1 win in the doubleheader, after Cole Ragans was unable to record an out in the fifth inning and the bullpen picked him up, but knowing that Alec Marsh is fresh out of Omaha, how much can you really rely on him? And knowing that Urseg and Schreiber and Bubich and MacArthur had already pitched, Royals probably aren't going to win the division, right? They're probably not even going to win the second game of this doubleheader. So yesterday afternoon, before Game 2, the Royals were plus 500 to win the division. This afternoon, that was cut in half. Plus 250 to win the division. And CDOT just texted me. The Royals are now plus 150 to win the division. Cleveland was the favorite yesterday. They still are slightly, but it's now plus money for Cleveland to win the division. Yesterday, you had to pay some juice to bet on the Guardians. They were minus 120. Now, as CDOT points out, they're plus 105. Royals sit atop the American League Central. They take the season series from the Cleveland Guardians, and I want to know what it means to you. Let's go to Aiden, who's up in Chicago. Aiden, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, you've been saying it the past couple weeks since we've been in this thing. We've been in the fight for this division, and you've been saying all I'm worried about is the division.
Yep.
This is awesome to be first place. Win tomorrow would be huge. Walker, I think he's going to get it done. Hope Lorenzen's back and healthy soon. But I mean, this is great. We're getting out of this riptide, Vern. We're doing it, man.
Yeah. Listen, man. So far, 4-2 in the riptide. I wanted 10-10, and I think you're guaranteed the postseason. Well on their way. And yes, with Michael Walker on the hill, you didn't use Lucas Ursig. You have to feel good tomorrow. I know Tanner Bibee is their current ace, but the mojo that the boys are bringing to the yard every single day just right now can't be matched in that Cleveland dugout, in that Cleveland clubhouse, and they're not showing up in Cleveland either, so the fans aren't going to bring it. I expect the Royals to have a chance to win it late. I went into this series saying, give me two. You must win two. I wanted three, but you had to win two. They did that in one day. I won't be disappointed if they lose tomorrow. The only way I'm disappointed tomorrow is if they don't play clean ball. Now, they actually played clean baseball today for the first time in almost a week. Now, those final two games against Philadelphia, anything but clean. Yesterday's doubleheader sweep, anything but clean, which is what made it so eye-popping. Now, today, it's now jaw-dropping because your starting pitcher didn't even make it through the second inning. And you were going up against a guy in Gavin Williams who has good stuff. Five innings of two-run baseball before the rain shows up. And for those that didn't understand what the previous caller was talking about with the gamesmanship, quote-unquote, of Stephen Vogt and the grounds crew in Cleveland. I don't know if I'm really buying it, but Royals led the game 2-1. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. You get three outs quickly. It's a an official game, right? Royals would have been up 2-1, an official game. This thing gets banged. Great. It's a win for the Royals. But the grounds crew brought the tarp out. You know, Annie Rogers of MLB.com pointed it out on Twitter that the rain really didn't show up for another 20 minutes, which you would think would be enough time to retire the side and thus make it an official game. So maybe some home cooking there, but all's well that ends well. And Lord knows Michael Garcia is thankful for the additional stolen base and the additional run scored. Michael Massey and Freddie Fermin, they too each pick up an additional RBI. So you know what? I'm glad they finished the game. Pad the stats a little bit. Michael Massey now hitting .323 in the month of August. His OPS, .834. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. Again, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Dave in Overland Park. Dave, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
How you doing, Vern?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Man, I've been a little back and forth with the Royals late, but watching that seventh inning, that feels just like 2014, 2015 baseball.
Yeah. Yep.
Playing the bases, taking it down. I'm excited for this year. I just put a bet on us winning the AL. I'm going all the way on that.
Ooh, I like it. Another pennant coming to Kansas City. How sweet would it be?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dave, thanks for the phone call, man. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Gamble responsibly. We don't want you living in a ditch. Yeah, that seventh inning, no doubt about it, man. The seventh inning, to me, you can boil down a three-run seventh inning. The Royals at this time lead 2-1. This is post-rain delay. Royals, did I say three? 2-1. 2-1, top of the seventh inning. The Royals get a few gifts. The Royals' elite base running shows itself. And the Michaels come through big. And in that seventh inning, Scott Barlow walked one, threw a wild pitch, hit a batter, and the Royals made him pay for it. As Michael Garcia, with the runners off on the pitch, two on, nobody out. First and second with nobody out. The runners are off on the pitch, and Michael fights off a fastball running in. He fights it to the opposite field to put the Royals up 3-1. Royals would go up 4-1, courtesy of a wild pitch. Adam Frazier scoring that fourth run. And then Michael Massey strokes a fastball that's out over the dish. He strokes it into right field to put the Royals up 5-1. So Scott Barlow opened the window, opened the door, however you want to say it. And the Royals barged right through. Great base running. Michael Garcia goes actually twice. Steals a pair of bags tonight, and in stealing that second one in the seventh inning, forced the Cleveland defense in, which allowed Michael Massey's bullet to the right side to get past Josh Naylor as he's playing in and did not have time to react to that heater. Now, very good point, Dave. That was an enjoyable seventh inning to watch because when you're given opportunities by the opposition, when opportunities are gift-wrapped, in this stretch, this riptide, when you're playing quality teams, you know. You remember 2014 and 2015. I mean, shoot, every single round of 2015 was the Royals. When you give them an inch, they're pouncing. They're going to take the game. Right? Correa in the DS. Bautista in the CS. Daniel Murphy in the World Series. Right? Key defensive miscues that gave the Royals an opportunity, and they capitalized. They did just that tonight in that three-run game-changing seventh inning. Let's go to Mike in Independence. Mike, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, get the brooms out. We're going for the sweep.
Yes.
I need to buy Stephen Vogue a Christmas present for doing a bullpen session for the first game of a doubleheader. He definitely gets a Christmas present for me. And if you think our bullpen is tired, their bullpen is wiped out. Here we go.
Yeah. absolutely wiped out. Mike, thank you very much for the phone call. Stephen Vogt was getting crushed in the baseball circles today. Crushed for his decision to use Emmanuel Clase in the doubleheader yesterday when his team's down by five. And listen, I don't want to come down too hard on him because honestly, if Cleveland wins the division, to me, he's the manager of the year. But the reason why Cleveland won't win the division, I don't know. Maybe I don't follow him close enough. Because you look at the slumping bat of Stephen Kwan and Josh Naylor, and I think that may tell the story. Even though, right, we've been waiting for the rotation of the Guardians, the banged-up rotation to ultimately take its toll on the team, and I think it will, in that the bullpen is just overused. I don't think that's the fault of Stephen Vogt. Yes, normally my only request of a manager from the beginning of spring training until the end of August is maintain a quality clubhouse and don't overuse your bullpen. I don't know what other choice Stephen Vogt had. And for the most part, it's worked. But yeah, when you look at the top 15 relievers in Major League Baseball as far as appearances, almost half of them are Guardians. You have to think that's going to catch up at some point. Great phone call, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's go to Shane in Grain Valley. Shane, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Josh, I'm back for the second night in a row. I just have a few things to say. Stephen Kwan, 0-4, Jimenez, 0-4, Jose Ramirez, 0-4, Josh Naylor, 0-4, other Naylor, Bo, 0-4, Rocio, 0-4, 3 hits total. And I've got to give some love to James MacArthur. He took his lumps the last couple months, but he was nasty tonight. And also on top of that, you have to look at Schreiber. He's been consistent. Sam Long, consistent. Chris Stratton, consistent. Kyle Isbell's just making insane plays. That play in the ninth was absolutely insane. I'm sure he got Strawberry on his elbow for that. And, I mean, Bobby and Salvi doing what they do. Salvi gets two more knocks. Bobby comes out after taking a crazy hard pitch off his hand. Thank God it grazed his elbow, his forearm before it hit that. But he hits a rocket. I mean, like literally a rocket and turns a single into a double. A single for 98% of MLB baseball is a double for Bobby Witt Jr. And I'm through the moon excited. Vern, I have a flight at 7:30, but I'm not going to not call in and be fired up for tonight. And our bullpen's nails. Scotty Barlow, great dude. Loved him when he was here. Thank you very much for doing what you're doing. Their fans got loud in the seventh inning. I'm sure you heard it on the broadcast. But our boys shut them up real quick. So all I got is the last thing I'm going to say, on top of the fact that I mentioned Paul DeJong yesterday and he does it again tonight, the last thing I'm going to say is I hope 610 gives away a ton of tickets so we can pack the house at the K for these scrubs coming back to face us in our house.
Thanks for the phone call. No doubt. Hey, your chance to win those tickets coming up tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. on the On Deck Show as the Royals go for the 4-game sweep. Michael Wacha squaring off with Tanner Bibee. A 12:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. Thanks for the phone call, Shane. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. We take a quick, short timeout. We're back to your phone calls right after this.
Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch to David Fry. Popped up right side. Adam Frazier's underneath it. He makes the catch. And the ball game is over. The Royals beat the Guardians 6-1. It's a win that was worth the wait. The Royals have won 3 straight over the Guardians and move into a first-place tie in the American League Central.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. What is the team's record on 96.5 The Fan? I know they haven't lost a road game. I mean, since the All-Star break, they're the best team in baseball on the road. Winners of 13 of 16. Shoot. Since the All-Star break, they're the best team in the league. 10 games above 500, a run differential of plus 47. I have to imagine, yeah, they're red hot on the crystal clear airwaves of 96.5 The Fan. 6-1 the final score. They're 17 games above 500 for the first time since 2015. Phone lines are there for you. The text line as well. 913-586-7965. Let's head to Lawrence and talk with Brendan. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Brendan, what's happening?
Well, I'm feeling incredibly optimistic. Obviously not even for this year, but for the future. What's got me feeling really optimistic as I'm looking over the roster here, everybody, all of our position players that you could probably consider starters, with the exception of Renfro and DeJong, are guys that we all developed. And not only are they guys that we developed, they're guys that weren't really even considered prospects, with the exception of Bobby Witt Jr. Like, these are guys that were under the radar, and we have been able to completely, like, utilize them in a way that I don't think anybody expected, especially on the national level. And it really goes to show the quality of our scouting department, the quality of our development team, the quality of our front office, being that we're not really in the business of making prospects. We've been in the business of making big leaguers, like Freddie Fermin and Kyle Isbell, like the people who've been huge contributors for this first place AL Central team. So I'm just ecstatic, feeling great.
Yeah, as you should be. Thanks for the phone call. MJ Melendez, a second-round pick. I think he's no one's Bobby, right, as far as a prospect is concerned, but MJ's a high pick. MJ, by the way, hitting .333 in the month of August. And then again, if you want to date it back to the beginning of June, when many, maybe some of you, were clamoring for MJ Melendez to be sent down to Omaha, well, since the beginning of June, MJ Melendez has an OPS of .829. League average, about .700. MJ's OPS, .829. You know what? I'm going to say it. Maybe this is nitpicky, Brendan. Yeah, listen, Freddie Fermin, to me, deserves the credit for Freddie Fermin more so than the Royals. Now, they stuck with him, but Freddie Fermin's a self-made man. Kyle Isbell and Michael Massey and all of these guys that you're talking about, these big leaguers that were developed by the Royals. Yeah. Sure, yeah. A lot of those guys lost 106 games last year. The difference is, and the story is, the pitching. Now, Brady Singer, no doubt, that's a guy that was drafted and developed. The story is the pitching, so then the story is the front office by identifying Cole Ragans, Seth Lugo, Michael Lorenzen, and Michael Wacha. And then the pitching department as well, with the way that they've helped Ragans and Wacha and Singer and Lugo and Long and MacArthur and Schreiber and what they've done for these guys, how they've helped improve these young arms. So, if it wasn't for Ragans and Wacha and Lugo, I don't think you'd be singing that song about Isbell, Fermin, Massey, and Michael. I'm sorry, I don't. They're fine players, no doubt. Are they bona fide big leaguers? I would say Michael has the talent, no doubt, to be a bona fide everyday big leaguer. Freddie Fermin, I think, has proven that he's a big leaguer. Isbell, certainly a Gold Glove defender, a boomer bust guy in MJ Melendez. Bobby Witt Jr. was a no-brainer there at number two. Credit on the Vinny Pasquantino find in the 11th round, no doubt. But let's just not lose track of this team this season. Begins and ends with pitching. So then I guess it begins and ends with the overhaul of this organization. If you want to start with the owner and on the decision that he made a few years ago to begin that overhaul of how we do things, you could start there with John Sherman. But I think it's, sure, yes. His name's at the top. But what this front office has done, the way that they've flipped the way that this organization is viewed around the game, in rather short order is very impressive. I appreciate the phone call, and I love the optimism, Brendan. Appreciate it, buddy. 913-586-7965. Royals have now won 25 straight games when allowing fewer than 5 runs. Not the highest of bars, but the pitching staff, when they hold the opposition to fewer than 5 runs, they've now won the last 25 games, matching a franchise record set back in the championship season of 1985. Hanging out with us tonight back at the studio is Nathan Williams. Nathan, you've done the math. What is the Royals' record on 96.5 The Fan?
Burn, the Royals are 9-3 on crystal clear FM radio.
That's a terrific. That's a 750 winning percentage. That's outstanding. Thank you very much. Said back to the people. Talk with Chris, who's in Oklahoma City. Chris, how you feeling tonight, buddy?
Man, I'm feeling great, Vern. It sounds like you guys should have gone to 96.5 even sooner, and who knows where we'd be. But right. I like to think I'm normally one of the more optimistic Royals fans, and I didn't even have this coming in the year. I was hoping hang around 500 going into September and see what happens. The fact that they're in first is just a huge testament to the players. And I do want to give some more love to JJ. I know it's players first, but what JJ was able to do this offseason, just kind of every move he's done, has turned to gold. I mean, I want to talk about the veterans he brought in, because, yes, Lugo and Walker have been great. It also helps coming into a new situation when you're friends like they are. Renfroe and Frazier have had their moments as well. They're teammates in Mississippi State. Stratton and Will Smith won a World Series together. It's a lot easier to be a leader and lead by example when you're doing it with someone that you played with before. I think that goes a little under the radar. And maybe it's just because I watch too much Royals and I'm over-evaluating. But when there was every reliever to look for, Sam Long had bursted on the scene. Who did JJ go get? His best friend from Oakland, Lucas Erceg. So again, the scouting goes first, obviously, but I would be far from thinking that that had a little bit to do with it. But again, JJ just put together a great team. And with the next 8 games against teams they've dominated the last calendar year, winning the last 6 against Houston, I think. Excited to see where we are in upcoming games. Thanks, Vern.
Man, great phone call. Good statistics, right, with their domination over Houston, but a great observation. Well done, Chris. Great phone call. Another one of those additions by this front office, one of those trade deadline acquisitions. Now, sure, Michael Lorenzen goes down tonight with a left hamstring strain. Unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Because, I mean, Michael Lorenzen as a Royal has an ERA of 1.85. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. But another one of the trade deadline acquisitions comes through in a big way. I mean, he hits what turns out to be the game-winning 2-run home run. Paul DeJong's second inning 2-run blast puts the Royals ahead 2-0, and they would never trail. They would go on to win 6-1. After the game, Paul DeJong got the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field, that progressive field. Here's Paul DeJong after a 6-1 Royals win on Bally Sports Kansas City.
This means a lot to our group to know what we have in front of us and to know who we have in that clubhouse and just to rally around each other and try to win a game every day. It's been a lot of fun, and we're not done yet.
Your home run certainly was the difference, but the job of this bullpen, their bullpen's been the best in baseball all year, but your bullpen was the best tonight and throughout the series. To lose Lorenzen early and the job they did, how about that?
Yeah, to know our tough schedule and the doubleheader yesterday, just everyone stepping up, trying to do their best, and that's what it's all about. We love everybody in this clubhouse. We all know we can contribute to a win, so tonight that's what we did.
You sound like a guy that's been here forever, but yet we're less than a month removed from going across the hall from the White Sox to the Royals, 5th home run as a Royal. What's clicking so well for you?
Just the environment's been awesome. The guys have been great. Just having a lot of fun trying to compete and win games. That's just what we play for, and just happy and thankful to be here.
23rd home run of the season, a first pitch fastball, 98 in the middle, and Paul DeJong did not miss it. 395 feet to the opposite field. He is a strong dude. His 4th home run in the last 10 games. Again, thanks to Joel Goldberg, and Bally Sports Kansas City. Let's head out to Los Angeles and talk with our friend Kathy. Nice enough to dial us up on a Tuesday night. Kathy, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I was wrong, Vern. I'm glad we're in first place. So if we have to wait a week to make it to the World Series, I'm okay with that. But I'm just finding myself scoreboard watching right now, hoping because hopefully the Dodgers lost. Did they lose? Did they end up losing?
They're down. They're down to their last out. I'll tell you that.
Nope, they lost. I just looked. They lost. Yay! So we gained. So both my teams gained ground in the divisions, and so I'm having a good night before I head off to bed before I go to work tomorrow. Boy, these Royals, man! I'm so glad. Like tomorrow, since the game's on at 10 out here, I'll be able to put it on my computer at work. I have the MLB logged into my work computer, so I'm able to.
Well, as long as you're listening to post game, that's all I care about, Kathy. I want you dialed into the game on the Odyssey app, and then make sure you're listening to us afterward.
You know I do, Vern. I listen to you every night.
Well, I appreciate it, Kathy. You have a nice night, and don't work too hard tomorrow.
All right. Have a good day.
Royals on pace to win 91 games this season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Again, Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. We get that? We all good? Let's go to Dan in Kansas City. Dan, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, just wanted to let you know there's two guys that never quit on this team, and want to just give a shout-out to McHale. I was so mad, and was it seventh or eighth inning on his really bad bunt at-bat, and then he flares that single out to right field. I mean, he just didn't give up, and I think that epitomizes his season. So that's the first guy. And then the second guy I want to give a shout-out to is you, Vern. You never gave up on this bullpen. We've been calling you all season long and telling you how bad our bullpen was, and you wouldn't hear it. I mean, you'd listen, but you wouldn't hear it. You wouldn't dog on them, and you just kept the hope alive and the faith alive, and it worked out in the end here tonight. And we got a lot of work left to do, but thanks for sticking in there, Vern.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you for the phone call, Dan. I didn't know I was so in the corner of the Royals bullpen. I'll take it, though, especially when they're pitching like they have in Cleveland. Again, 16 and two-thirds innings, two runs on eight hits. Tonight, James MacArthur spins his ninth straight scoreless appearance. MacArthur's holding opponents to a batting average of .152. 13 strikeouts in his last 10 innings of work. And yeah, shout out Michael Garcia. Two more stolen bases tonight give him 32 on the season. That's good for sixth best in all of Major League Baseball. Royals win 6-1. They sit atop the American League Central, and they're going for the sweep in Cleveland tomorrow. Hey, if you're stuck in Cleveland, you might as well win. God knows there's nothing else to do. Take a quick timeout. We get right back to your phone calls after this.
First pitch to Paul DeJong. Fastball drilled high in the air, right center field. Thomas to the track. Thomas to the wall. He's out of room. Paul DeJong goes deep to the opposite field. A two-run homer. And the Royals strike first tonight. It's 2-0 in the top of the second inning. And Paul DeJong just keeps on raking in a Royals uniform. That's his fifth home run since the trade. And his second in as many days.
Stud. Paul DeJong hitting .321 in his 15 starts since joining the Royals. 12 RBIs in those 15 starts with an OPS north of 1,000. Jake Eisenberg on the call as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Paul DeJong's one out, two run first pitch blast in that second inning puts the boys up for good. At 2-0 after two, they would go on to win 6-1. They now sit atop the American League Central. Sure, tied with Cleveland, but whatever. You just won the season series with Cleveland tonight, so you have the tiebreaker, and you can pick up the sweep tomorrow afternoon. 12:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. Let's head over to Peoria and talk with Nate. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Nate, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about front office. Yeah, I totally agree. Everything just seems to be falling right into place. Everything they do, you know, is just going right. And knock on wood. It's just things are going good. But
yeah,
I really think Sherman has to be given a lot of credit. Obviously, the amount of money he's put out there.
But here's the thing. Nate, here's the thing. Appreciate the phone call. Sure, yeah, listen, he ponied up the money, which, okay, thank you, you know, I guess, thank you. And I'm always hesitant to thank the owner for spending money. Why do you buy the team if you don't want to win, if you're not a competitor? John Sherman's a competitor. He has civic pride. So, good. You should. You have, I mean, how many guys on rookie contracts, pre-arbitration deals, you know, Colt Reagan's isn't making a ton of money. Well, whatever. But yeah, they spend money, they pay Bobby, they go out and they break off Seth Lugo $15 million a year and, you know, $16 million a year for Michael Wacha. So, okay, sure. Yeah, credit to ownership. But I've seen a lot of owners give their general manager a lot of money, and that general manager return a bunch of garbage. I mean, we've all seen it. I'm not trying to start calling out general managers, but I could. You know the big market teams. You see their salaries. You see their empty trophy cases. So, yeah, John Sherman spent a lot of money. I think we all have friends that spend a lot of money on garbage. And they think they're stunting, and you're like, that's a waste of money. J.J. Piccolo in this front office spent that money almost perfectly. Right, Wacha and Lugo, perfect, worth every penny. Hunter Renfro, I know he's banged up right now, but didn't get off to the April he wanted, but since the calendar flipped to May, he's been worth every penny, not to mention what he's done inside that clubhouse. Now, Will Smith, Chris Stratton, okay, it's been difficult for them to earn every penny, but God knows they're trying with their, you know, leadership inside that clubhouse and out in that bullpen. I appreciate that phone call, Nate. Phone line's open for you. The text line is there as well, 913-586-7965. A lot coming in on the text line, a lot of good stuff. You know, Spike in St. Joe shouting out Kyle Isbell for another terrific defensive night from the, I think, Gold Glove caliber center fielder. My buddy DJ Ease listening to the game over at the Quaff. Oh, man, I miss the Quaff. 10th and Broadway downtown, I have had some good nights at the Quaff. Christopher from Idaho Falls is bummed out he doesn't still live in Kansas. I'm missing when Kauffman Stadium was just a short drive away, advising everyone to make memories this season at Kauffman. Get out there while you can. Christopher, appreciate you listening. Yeah, 12 home games remain, ladies and gentlemen, only a dozen. What else do we have from the text line? This is Boogie in Prairie Village. Says, every time Bobby Witt Jr. gets hit by a pitch, someone should be jumping the rail. Let it happen again at Kauffman Stadium, and I think someone will jump the rail. I'm not advising it. I'm just saying I think someone will. Yeah, let's get to the Witt Watch. It's brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member-owned, open to all, invested in you. Bobby, tonight, yes, hit by a pitch in the seventh inning. He would stay in the game, play another strong shortstop, and pick up another double. A ninth inning rope double, 110 miles per hour off of the bat, his 39th double of the season. That's third most in baseball. He's on pace for 47 doubles this year. He'd be the fifth player in team history to reach 47 doubles. Only Hal McRae, Billy Butler, Alex Gordon, and Jeff Francoeur have done that before. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Edward in Gladstone. Edward, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 6-1. Edward, how you doing?
Vern, oh my goodness, what a great couple days, sir. How are you doing?
I'm great. Are you awake? Nice to hear from you.
Are you awake? All right. No, so am I. I started watching the game today and then had to go do a scout meeting for the Cub Scouts, and then I came back home and watched the rest of it. But oh my goodness, man. I talked to you about culture. They have that culture. I want to say that Cincinnati, they didn't know what was going on. Cleveland.
Yeah.
They were lost today. They weren't even there, I don't think.
They didn't play that poorly. I mean, Scott Barlow gave them some gifts in the seventh inning, but I thought Gavin Williams rebounded nicely after that Paul DeJong bomb in the second.
But that eighth inning, like, what was up? Like, we were up 5-1, 6-1, and the kids running around the bases trying to get tagged out and tagged in and tagged out.
I appreciate the phone call. The seventh inning, I think, is what you're talking about, Edward. Thanks for the phone call. That's when the Royals put up the three runs. Eighth inning, the Royals had another opportunity, but that leadoff double from MJ Melendez goes unrewarded. Few more from the text line. Ryan in the Northland says he's hearing from so many friends that he hasn't heard from in a while. They're all waiting out. They all waited out the 2-hour rain delay. 2-hour and 14-minute rain delay. Wilson from Spring Hill wants everyone to know that the Royals are so very back. John in Mission says Hunter Renfro's the guy that is eager to throw hands on this team. I know he's banged up, Vern, but I wouldn't want to catch one of his right crosses. Yeah, no doubt. Semi-Pro writes in, says he wasn't impressed with the base-running blunder of Bobby Witt Jr. in the ninth inning, but you have to take the good with the bad, love the effort, and love that the boys push the limits. Let's go to Thomas in Kansas City. Thomas, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
How you doing, Vern?
Great. How are you?
Good. Got out of the Sporting game, a little rain delay here in Kansas City. I got the Bally's app downloaded today so I can watch the last month of the Royal season, so I was watching that in the stands. I'm just excited. Haven't felt like this in a long time, and it's good to have meaningful baseball this late in the year.
Man, you're telling me. You know, I'm with you on that one, Thomas. I appreciate that phone call. And don't forget, if you're ever getting, spotty service and having a tough time watching the video, don't forget, if you're in the 96.5 The Fan listening area, you can listen to the Royals game right there on the Odyssey app. Royals win tonight 6-1. They sit atop the American League Central, ladies and gentlemen, in first place for the first time since April 13th. In first place this late in the season for the first time since the championship campaign of 2015. I mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. And his 39th double. His batting average following a 1-for-4 performance tonight, his batting average falls to a major league best, .347. He leads baseball with 183 hits, putting him on pace to finish the year with 222 base hits. That would be the second most in a single season in Royals franchise history. James from Kearney, Missouri, wants to give the bullpen and James MacArthur their flowers. Yeah, no doubt. MacArthur, again, has not issued an unintentional walk in more than a month. I told you tonight was his ninth straight scoreless appearance, but how about that? More than a month since James MacArthur's allowed four to leave the zone. It's impressive stuff. Jim in Grain Valley says it with his chest. that the Royals are only three games back from the top seed in the American League. Jim, isn't it wild? Can you believe it? Three games back of the Yankees for the best record in the American League. They're two off the pace of the Orioles for the second best mark in the American League. 913-586-7965. We go to Sandra in Phoenix. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals set a new high water mark for the season at 17 games above 500. Go ahead, Sandra.
Yes, well, I wasn't going to call in. I just happened to be listening as I adjusted my home screen to be the shot of Royals in first place, making me very happy.
Yes.
But then as I was scrolling through something, I saw apparently very unhappy moment in the game. The fans in the stands behind the plate were saying that Bobby leaned into it. And so that brings out the spiky in me. Well, the hit brought out the spiky in me. And suddenly I moose in game three of the World Series in New York when Syndergaard blew that past Escobar, knocking him on his butt, and saying what Moose had to say. And I think we all
know.
Well,
Sandra, I'll tell you this. Bobby was not leaning into that. That was 92 running in. That started well in off the plate.
I saw it. Vern, yeah. I saw it. I mean, it makes me want to fly out to Cleveland tonight, sit there behind the plate tomorrow and say,
no, you don't
okay.
want to go to Cleveland. No, you're in Phoenix.
All right.
I'd rather it be 200 degrees than be in Cleveland.
All right. I won't. I was just mad. That was it.
Well, it's nice hearing from you, Sandra. I appreciate you lobbing us this phone call.
Bye.
Yeah, Bobby tonight picks up his 77th extra base hit, that ninth inning double. Extra base hit number 77. Second most in baseball behind Aaron Judge. It's already the seventh most extra base hits by a Royal in a single season in franchise history. Now, the current record is Hal McCray. He had 86 extra base hits back in the summer of 1977. 86. Bobby's on pace for 93. Remarkable. Royals win 6-1. Few more from the text line, 913-586-7965. Taking a look at the text line, I see Raj in the Ozarks just straight up fired up. First place, so exciting. They're running around the bases like crazy, but who cares? We're winning. Yeah, they are. I got to get that cleaned up. Elliot in Des Moines says he's taping SportsCenter tonight to see if there's even a peep about the boys in blue. I promise you, the Royals have been the talk of baseball for the past 24 hours. SportsCenter, I'm sure, talked about them earlier today. But again, ESPN's not the best. I mean, outside of Jeff Passan, ESPN doesn't really have a lot for Major League Baseball nowadays. Cole in Olathe is hoping that Kauffman Stadium is pumping like a playoff game starting next week as the Cleveland Guardians come to town. No, the crowds will build, no doubt about it, Cole. I have no concern about that whatsoever. Lori in Austin starting to get 2015 vibes. Bill, Big Bill in Lawrence has one thing to say, 1738. Oh, we're going all the way back, huh? Andy in Midtown wants the bullpen to get its flowers. John Schreiber tonight with his third straight scoreless appearance since coming back off the IL. JK and Lee Summit can't believe how well the Royals are swimming through the riptide. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Good morning, Josh. How you doing? First place, you gotta love it. How about that bullpen? Last night, Joel Goldberg said they're all some bullpen versus the Indy Guardians. 1.76 of them now. 1.66 with 15 straight outs. How about that? And boy, Paul DeJong, you think he's proud of getting away from the White Sox 5 home runs right now with the Royals? And boy, let's go with I'll tell you something else, Josh. Big's got to feel good about this, you know. We're going to win this division. Forget about the wild card. I know you've been with Bink about this wild card. Now we're going to win this division. Let's take care of business more with the sweep. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, appreciate it. Let's go to Batman in Kansas City. Batman, what do you have for us tonight, buddy?
Well, you know what else is cool is as hard as you work, that you still gracious enough to give Nathan a shout out back at the studio. That's the kind of person you are, Vern.
No, he's but just working, you know, really hard. I'm not a nice guy. No, he's just a good worker.
I got an answer to your question. You're asking who wants to step up for this team. And they're right now, they're got a mindset together right now. It's everybody. Everybody, the next man up is just like the Chiefs. This team has got that mentality. It's anybody is liable to step up for the Royals. You know, we got the most heart. We're determined. We got enthusiasm. We got a great manager. We got backing.
We got it all, Batman. We got it all, buddy. You know that. We got everything you could possibly want right now. Especially if the bullpen's going to pitch like this, man. Thanks for the phone call. Listen, you know you have an elite rotation, a great defense, some of the best base runners in the sport, right? I mean, statistically, Mikel and Bobby rank as some of the best base runners in the game. Now you throw on top of that a confident MJ Melendez, Paul DeJong has some swag, Mikel Garcia hitting .277 when his name's in the lineup since the All-Star break. And now the bullpen's got a little bit of oomph behind it, as Lucas Ursig has allowed this rotation to now settle into their roles. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Always nice hearing from you, Batman, and I'm sure you'll be there tomorrow when Michael Wacha squares off with the ace of the Cleveland staff, Tanner Bibee. It's a 12:10 first pitch. I'm on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. Your chance to win tickets to see the Cleveland Guardians come to Kauffman Stadium. Seth Lugo set to make the start. I have the tickets. You can win them tomorrow on the On Deck Show. Be sure to be listening to 96.5 The Fan tomorrow at 11 a.m. And don't forget, Matt Quatrero joins Fesco and Dusty tomorrow or later on today at 9 a.m. I'll talk to you later on today on 96.5 The Fan. Take care.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.